Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hello, guys, welcome back to another Morning English podcast. You know who I am. If you don't know, I'm Day.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
One of the most common topics between people, especially students, is stress.
Why we often talk about heavy topics?
I don't know. People just like to give us heavy topics to talk about.
Okay, 每次和 Day 呢聊的一些非常 heavy 的 topic,、
yeah.
非常沉重的话题。今天要聊聊 stress, 压力。那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。
Mm-hmm.
Stress is a feeling or emotion or physical tension. It can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous.
Let us say you have an exam coming up or a doctor's appointment coming up, and you get nervous, and out of that, you become stressed.
Yeah, especially dentists.
Yeah, especially dentists. Yeah, I hate dentists.
对，比如说要考试啦，要看牙医啦，我们就会突然的有很大的压力。
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing we need to clarify, the difference between study pressure and stress. 我们要知道这两个词的差异，一个是 pressure, 一个是 stress.
That is right. Stress needs a stimulus. Stimulus is something that causes something. So, as we said, when we get stressed, it is usually because of freaking out about something.
对，当我们在谈论 stress 的时候呢，主要是指的这个。精神压力、
yeah.
就特别害怕某件事情的发生、
mm-hmm.
而 study pressure 指的就是 a thing we freak out about that gives us stress.
Exactly.
I mean, when we study, we get a lot of pressure and then that pressure turns into stress. 就解释一下我们学习的压力呢可能会带来精神的压力就从一个 study pressure 转变成了一个 stress.
I remember when I was in high school, I had a lot of stress and I used to like study every day, bust my butt studying every day, and then I would just go inside of the exam, like I think I'm fully prepared. I just look at the paper, get stressed, and then forget everything.
对,
it happens a lot.
一紧张的时候呢复习的内容就全部都给忘了、That's the thing with stress. Sometimes stress is good as a motivation, but too much of it will break you. 就压力可以有但如果压力太多的话呢就会崩溃 will break you.
Stress is the kind of thing that will make you dog tired.
并且呢压力会让你非常的疲累但是 what did you say dog tired? Never knew you had a dog.
No.
So it's just tired, nothing about dog.
It's、
right?
an idiom. So dog tired means to become exhausted from doing something over and over again.
所以这个 dog tired 就表示做一件事情一次又一次、
mm-hmm.
变得非常的 exhausted、
mm-hmm.
极度的疲劳极度的疲倦所以对于一些表达呢我们直接翻译是 not correct、
mm-hmm.
不是准确的不是正确的 especially like dog tired this、
yeah.
kind of expressions、
mm-hmm.
那这个 dog tired 就不是指狗很累而是指人的这样一种状态表示极度疲劳的这需要我们怎么做呢就要注意日常的积累
So we talked about dog tired Do you know any other idioms related to that?
Like 我要累死了 Tired to death of something、
mm-hmm.
累死了 Actually we have this expression in Chinese
累死了
累死了、Like I'm tired to death of working with Day
Hey we have the same emotions I'm tired of working with myselfYay!
Okay, now let's just talk on the last point of our podcast.
How do we cope with stress? Cope means to manage or to deal with something. What can we do to make stress manageable?
对，我们刚刚讲了这么多什么 study pressure, 什么 stress, 那么怎么来解决这些压力呢？我们用到这样一个词啊，解决叫做 cope with.、
Mm-hmm.
Cope with 就是 like deal with.
Yeah.
对，然后我们怎么样释放自己的压力，让自己 more relax, 更加轻松一些呢 ？For me, I think have some drinks,、
mm-hmm.
drink some beers, drink some coffee, do a facial mask, listen to some rap music.
Wait, rap music?
Yeah,
for stress?
I cannot listen quiet music when I feel upset and tired. 我累的时候呢，我是绝对不能听轻音乐，非常舒缓的音乐，我只能听一些。Rap music.
That's actually quite cool, but for me, like, when I feel stressed and I want to listen to something, I listen to, like, classical music, and that relaxes me. But if I listen to rap when I'm stressed, I'm going to be violent and I'm going to hit something. I'll be like, oh, yes, I want to hit something now. But no, for me, when I'm usually stressed, I just go out for a run or just call a friend, you know. But the best thing for me is cooking. Cooking.
You're cooking, but don't eat, right?
No, I like to eat as well, because my food is quite delicious. Like, cooking is the best thing to relax me. Or cleaning.
Okay, next time, if you feel tired, you can give me a call. You can cook.
No, not really, no.
And wash.
Wash, yeah, that would actually be so good for me.
所以呢，我在累的时候就是喝一点啤酒啊，或者是喝一点咖啡啊，做一个面膜呀、啊，然后听一些 rap music. 但是呢day 的话呢，他就会跑跑步，给朋友打电话，或者是 just cooking、做饭，并且呢还会 wash， 就、是 wash。
I love it.
I hate washing plates. Okay, let's carry on. So, what if you were in an exam? 如果你在一个考试之前 ，you just can't leave and go for a run. 但是我们考前我们也不想出去跑步，根本就没有心情，该怎么办呢
？Exactly, but、I would just tell myself I did my best, and whatever happens, happens. Because whenever I go inside an exam, I just do my best before entering the exam. I revise, I study, and then I just reach the exam and I'll be like, whatever happens, happens. This is me doing my best.
Just and, like, let it be.
Yeah, and if I fail, I fail because I know that's my best. So I would just move on to another subject. That's me.
对，所以呢，刚刚Ode讲了这么多呢，也没有什么一个 real way to solve this problem.
Yeah, it's just my way of solving it.
对，就是一个很佛系的心态告诉你I did my best. 我已经做到最好了 Whatever happens, happens. 管它发生什么 I don't give a damn.
Yeah, it's like that, to be honest.
就我不 care, 我不在意、所以呢就是不仅呢要学会 release your stress, 要释放自己的压力还要多调节自己的心理总之就是 be happy.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, this is the end of our broadcast, but we want you guys to tell us in the comments below, how do you cope with stress?
对，大家可以在评论区聊一聊你是如何释放自己的压力的呢 Maybe you can give us more
tips and examples.
Tips, not just whatever.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We love you guys. I'm Day.
我们下期见啦。
Bye.